Okay, well, it really is time to move on to Bonnie here. Let's listen to Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Merry Christmas.
You too, ma'am.
Yes. I'm calling in. I got some from my nurse practitioner some injectable vitamin B12, and I put them in the refrigerator. And some said, "Oh, they shouldn't be in the refrigerator." So I took them out and put them in a safe place, and couldn't find them. And so now they've expired about 6 months ago. I finally found them yesterday. Are they still safe to take?
Let me tell you about the Department of Defense study on that, ma'am, because I kind of rely on it. What they did was a big old study because they're spending so many billions of bucks on all the treatments for the soldiers and stuff. And they studied how long was a treatment medication or whatever the thing was that they were using for treatment. And they studied all the things used in the armed services, which I'm sure included B vitamins. Anyway, how long would something last past its expiration date? And what they found was that the average prescription item would last 6 years past its expiration date.
How many?
They said 6 years, ma'am, in that study.
Six. Okay.
Yeah. And now, got to be cautious about that because if you take a look at, for example, the vitamin B12, and it's usually this kind of a nice mellow reddish color, if it started to turn color, there's any precipitate in a liquid, something precipitating, or it's changed from its original color, that's got to go, ma'am. But if it look in the trash. But if it looks identical, then this Department of Defense study said 6 months for the average prescription, and that's just, so all I can say is that's what they reported.
Did you say 6 months or 6 years?
6 years, ma'am.
Okay, because you mentioned months just now. Okay, great.
I've been known to misspeak. You're right.
Oh, you're wonderful. The other thing is my partner is on statins, and I was listening to your talk at the beginning of the show. What can I advise him to do besides he's already exercising, but he does eat a lot of starch, pastas and things, and wine. And so what can I suggest to him to get? Can he get off of those slowly, or can he just go cold turkey on them?
Yeah, one could just drop them, ma'am. And I'm going to suggest a book that you can find online for just a couple, $3.
Okay.
So get your pencil out. It's called The Blood Thinner Cure. Now, it should be called The Thinner Blood Cure because it's got nothing to do with taking blood thinners. It's called The Blood Thinner Cure. It's by a Dr. Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Kenzie, K-E-N-S-E-Y, Kenneth Kenzie. Now, the reason that everybody should consider reading that book is this. Research done here in the United States with about 2,300 guys and 1,800 ladies. Everybody's a, quote, older person, unquote. And what they do? Nothing. They just watch what happened to them over 9 years. And what they found, ma'am, was that the ones who donated blood regularly had, hold on to your chair, 45% less heart attacks and strokes than the people who did not donate blood regularly. Okay, and then it was followed by a research from Finland. This was guys only. Who knows why? No ladies, but guys only. And again, they're all over 40. What'd they do? Nothing. They just watched what happened to them over the years. It was 10 years in that case. And what do you know? They had 88% less heart attack and stroke. And there's no statin that comes anywhere close to that. So I tell people, go read that book. Pay attention to it. Ignore where your cholesterol is. Because as this book explains, cholesterol is only the paste that goes over abraded arteries that are caused by overly thick blood. You'll read all the more details. And guys always have overly thick blood because we never have menstrual periods. So anyway, ma'am, one can the statins, put them where they belong in the trash bin of history, and donate blood. And you're doing yourself some good and you're doing somebody else some good. And no politician can do that.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, ma'am.